going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Let's go. Fry, not singing. Come on. We need more singing out of Mark Fry.
I was trying to get my my topics here in order, just so I'm a nice flow to it.
Excellent.
Just like that song, by the way.
Yeah, right there.
Grammy nominated.
Grammy. Should be. I'm having part of my overrated, underrated, properly rated. So I'm going to shut up right now. Stop eating on the air. And Mark, you go ahead.
Never been done this time slot.
Mm-mm. Never.
Oh, the floor is open. Okay.
Yes.
I will start overrated. And this was a topic, I think, up that came up Friday in Adam and Jordana's show. There was discussion about urinals for some reason. Ooh. I'm not really sure what was going on.
Yeah.
But overrated men's behavior in restrooms. And it's specifically for individuals who put paper towels in urinals. What are we doing? Why are we doing that? It's disgusting. And think about the people who have to clean this up. It's not here. It's at the gym that I go to. That people do this.
I think he just wanted to mention he's working out.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Clanging and banging.
It happens everywhere, honestly.
Wait a second. So they're doing what they're doing in the urinal. They're peeing in the, and then they just take a paper towel
I don't
and
know,
throw it in there?
I don't know what the point of even doing this is, but.
I haven't noticed that.
No.
Where do you stand at your Gold Gym when you're
where do you stand?
Yeah, when you're Arnold, like, do you like a lot of conversation when you're at the urinal with just somebody else you've never met before?
No,
I'm not sure. I really like a lot of conversation with somebody I know.
Correct.
Just let me do what I'm doing. I'm not, you know, I don't find it abhorrent. I'm not repulsed by it, but
I think the public restroom should be a place of business and silence. And do again, what you got to do. Get out.
And again, the guys who are still working there and giving you a little
the attendant,
the aftershave,
a little mint,
a mint, whatever it is, directions.
Stick of gum.
Please, let's help them get another job. That's that's just not a good job. Not a good job.
Underrated. Yesterday, for some reason, the last couple of years, a football game always breaks out after the Easter meal at my in-laws. So, my quarterbacking skills, underrated yesterday.
Whoa.
I was, you know, throwing some dimes, directing the routes. I think traffic stopped at one point to watch me perform in the rural New Ulm area. It was quite the spectacle yesterday. I would just like to say that.
What is the age range of participants?
Me, which I'm 34, and then it's just kind of a wide range. They were mainly just running routes and stuff. I don't know.
But so, I mean,
it was mainly me. Just,
very Tom Emmer-like answer there, unwilling to answer the question. So are they like 80 and you're picking on Grandma Gladys?
No.
ISO, Grandma!
Right.
319.
Yeah.
319. We got zone. I mean,
maybe they're all like 8-year-olds and he's doing Peyton Manning on SNL, just chucking it. What are you doing?
God doesn't love you, dropping that one. I mean, how many people are in your route tree?
You know, I mean,
it was just one-on-ones. We're just working on one-on-one skills.
One-on-ones, okay. Dave, you like
post... Open the hips up a little bit, get that covered.
You like post-holiday exercise?
That's fine, absolutely.
I think it's fine, yeah.
I'm not sure you have to go off on somebody when they take the wrong way on an option route. Hey. They didn't see it was cover two.
Get it right.
What kind of... Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, what kind of football were we slinging?
It was not regulation size. It was actually a blue football that I think was... probably not. It was more of a Tom Brady-esque football.
That doesn't count.
Not fully inflated.
Not so fully. Well, as you know and as the world knows, if it's a NHTSA, there's nobody better than me. Even with a rotator cuff that's not as able as it once was, I'm like Marino with the NHTSA. I just am.
Yeah.
Mobility-wise,
we'll have
too.
To break it out.
Yeah, I mean, just snapping that release right there. Duper and Clayton come back. Mm-hmm. Very good. So congratulations on your throwing.
Thank you.
Did you give yourself a quarterback rating?
I'm sore today. Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah,
it was
158.3 for
I threw like 12 touchdowns yesterday. No big deal. Exactly. Properly rated, watching my daughter and another first holiday, Easter. Just she's crawling now, so that was just very cool to see her. She has no idea what's going on, but she found it like the
she
Easter
hates
eggs.
God. Is that what you told me? She,
yes.
Wow.
Yes. No, it's just very cool to see those holidays and how they interact and do all that stuff. So.
Okay. So she's
going to be 8 months.
Okay. So what sort of food sampling did she receive yesterday?
Kind of everything. She had a little bit of ham. I don't know. Kind of lukewarm on the ham.
You don't like ham.
I do.
Oh, just the ham you had.
It was just kind of new to her.
Oh, I see.
So she had some bread, some potatoes, the good stuff.
Yeah. Was the ham that was prepared yesterday, was that up to standard?
Very good, yes.
Did you have the glaze on it?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was still very, very good, though.
Yeah. Sounds like Mark around about way saying the ham wasn't that good.
That's what I'm hearing. When the answer to if it had that sweet honey glaze is...
It did.
I don't think so.
No. It sounds like your daughter might be... right on that this food just wasn't up to speed.
Can I say one more overrated is like the liquid meat food that they prepare for, you know, like
what?
The baby food stuff.
Oh, that's so disgusting. So awful.
Yeah, the mixtures like turkey and oh god.
Do you give them all a little taste?
No.
Did you taste those foods back then?
Did you? Are you?
Harrigan? Did you taste baby food back then?
No.
Oh,
well, I had no part in this, but we never got the Gerber.
Raising your girls? You had no part in it?
No, in the prepping of the actual, the baby food, the mush food. That was all my wife's job. But she didn't want to buy the Gerber stuff. She would take, vegetables and fruit from around the house and puree them herself. So
perhaps that's a
bad. Hey, I said I had no part of it.
Okay.
No part of it at all. I was just the spoon man.
Among the texts. Bright green its as a child, priceless, plaguing our memories, just like you, Chad. I was a traditionalist. I was orange. You know, I'm a purist. I'm an its a purist. That's how I go. Just pee in the hot tub like I do. No thanks.
Oh.
No thanks. Just please do not be in any hot tub that I'm in. Towels in urinals, death penalty. I think so.
I mean, who
the hell is putting up?
It's
gross. Overrated touch screens, audio system in cars. Bring back knobs and buttons. You're distracted from driving. Look at the screen to touch in the right spot.
I completely agree with that.
There are so many. Some cars you get into right now and you're like, is anybody going to pay attention to driving right now?
Well, yeah, the Tesla's got like a 92-inch screen, roughly.
Just give up, you know? Ham, way overrated, blocking this person. Dead to me.
Yeah.
Ham is amazing when done right, unlike at the fry house here. Underrated high school robotics, properly rated, turning off the news for 4 days and embedding yourself in the first robotics world championship in Houston, where all kids worldwide are accepted and celebrated. You realize how much smarter those kids are than us right now, the robotics.
They will not be doing this segment in the next 20 years.
No. Overrated, you dopes on radio. Get a real job. Properly rated Friday's Bill Maher show. Tina Smith with a funny line about the Blue Origin flight. Yeah, it was pretty funny. Not like I thought Tina was like Wanda Sykes or anything, but she had one or two. And then Mar at the end, his soliloquy about bringing manufacturing jobs and the likelihood that Gen Zers would fill them, it wasn't very complimentary to the Gen Zers, and it was very funny. Chime in. What else do you have? Harrigan's going to chime in. I'm going to chime in. I don't have a lot, so I am not going to give you like 17 today. So I want more of the texts we're receiving at this point. 651-461-9226. For me and Q and friends who I've recommended StretchLab to, properly rated, if you have not had a chance to visit one of the 11 StretchLab locations, and I'm going again tomorrow with Q, you're going to find it underrated. I'm going to play golf soon. I still got a little bit of this right side thing, which is no fun, and they're going to help me even a little bit more at StretchLab. I would like to, number one, not have that lower back grab me at times during the round. I would like to hit that golf ball a little bit further, and StretchLab will get that mobility and flexibility back in you, whether it's for golf, whether it's for pickleball, whether it's for running, or just everyday life with trained specialists. You don't just walk into StretchLab, get a job the next day, and say, go ahead, just stretch. No, weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of specialist training and core principles, but then working with my body, Fry's body, Harrigan's body, and your body all differently. Again, 11 locations. You'll find one close to you guaranteed in the metro area. Half off your first visit, StretchLab.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
9 years ago, Prince left us. I'll just give one of mine, Dave. The fact that they're opening up Paisley Park today for free, I think he's very underrated.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
It is a good deal. And by the way, $75 on a normal charge is overrated. Okay.
Well, have you experienced it?
I have
not.
Do
you know what that $75 gets?
That's fair. But my gut tells me we could lower that price a little bit. But no, I have not had the full experience for the $75. I heard Jordana say she's ashamed that she hasn't visited Paisley Park. Okay. I wish I would have visited Paisley Park. I have many things in my life to be ashamed for. That's not one of them. It's a missed opportunity. Shame? Not quite.
You still got time, Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
I think shame, yeah, that's a little strong.
Seems a bit.
That's pushing the envelope a little
dramatic.
Too much.
What do you got, sir?
Let's start with the big Easter festivities.
What?
Festivities. Yeah. Festivities, I think that's what I said.
Yeah, sure.
Mark mentioned it with Hazel. I've got the kids that are a little older. 8 and 5, and I'm going to go with overrated the moment when they've had enough. Chad, I'm sure you've experienced this many, many times.
Oh, yes.
Yesterday it was, and I mark it every year, it was 7:57 a.m. yesterday when the little one came upstairs, still searching for eggs, not even worried about going to search for the basket yet. I'm tired of this. I can't find anything. Kira gets all the eggs.
Yeah. It's so great when you got two of them and they're going for it. And if you have the one who's dominating,
mm-hmm.
that the meltdown is guaranteed to happen.
And we had it all set. They knew that they each had
apparently you're favoring one child.
No,
that sounds like
yeah.
I do that normally. It wasn't yesterday. I tried to keep it fair, but
reveille.
They knew very
the
clearly. They each have seven eggs. There is two of each color egg. They get one of each color. They each get a red and a pink and a blue and a
purple.
Wow,
this is very
green.
Coordinated.
Yeah.
That's because I knew it was going to happen if it wasn't coordinated. But 7:57, that moment.
That's early.
When you have to then pull them aside and say, come on, let's do this. We can make it through.
Okay,
we
so
can find that basket.
Where are you? Are you in bed still or where are you at this point?
No. The kids... probably, I think they ran out of the room about 6:45.
Okay, so you are then aiding or you're calming? What is your move here?
At this point, Lindsay and I were working on breakfast while they were running yeah. around the house, but aiding once in a while, because I was with the bunny when he was running around hiding all of them, so I knew where they were, so I could kind of say, I'm standing right here, and I can see one if I spin around, so... look up, look down.
Excellent hip movement.
Thank you. You like that?
You're demonstrating with us.
I feel like I can see them.
Seriously.
So, you know, you give them those little clues of, hey, I just walked downstairs to the storage room. I saw two eggs as I was walking around the family room. They're down there.
And so you were cheating. You were enabling your child. And so every challenge she faces the rest of her life, she's going to assume daddy's going to be right there to help her out.
Helicopter Eastering, that's what we call it.
Thank you. No wonder China's dominating us. Number two.
Overrated, the oldest move in professional wrestling. The ref getting knocked out. It's the stupidest thing ever. You've got these guys that are bashing each other for 10, 15, 20 minutes.
Yep.
You know, if we're all supposed to believe the punches are real and the body slams are real, all of a sudden somebody bumps into the ref and he's down for 10 minutes and can't be roused to
Ouch.
Go 1, 2, 3. Yeah. I mean, we went
some
to that card.
Like some of us like tradition.
We went to that card two times yesterday in the big Cody Rhodes, John Cena WrestleMania match. Enough. Be tougher, refs. Let's go. So put a helmet on or something.
I'll get to mine again. Saturday, Q's with me Saturday. Kathleen always gets Q Sunday. So Quentin basically decided we're watching WrestleMania on the big TV. So I'm watching the Wolves on the laptop. So his devotion was unending. And his main guy, Quentin will declare that that's my guy. But he's got a few guys. Number one on the list is Jey Uso. So for Quinny's guy to win right from the start.
Big win.
Was tremendous. He was very happy. And the triple threat match on Saturday, I barely watched anything Sunday because I didn't have Q. I'd watched so much wrestling Saturday. I was winning Father of the Year because the interviews amused me. Like about 3 minutes, the match amuses me. But the triple threat match with Rollins, Reigns, and CM Punk, very good orchestration there.
Good.
Very good. And the fact that they have 125,000 people there, back-to-back nights, and endless events, it is stunning, the popularity, and how lucrative the WWE is right now. Just staggering money.
They have about one fan for every belt that they give out now.
Yeah.
Enough belts.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like boxing. Come on. Last thing, we are now, a month into spring?
Garden.
Reminder that spring is terrible.
Terrible.
Just raw outside, walking the dog and spitting rain this morning with the wind blowing and earthworms everywhere. And the personal stance on the show, by the way, earthworms do better for 1 million years, 2 million years. You know, this has been your life. Live in the dirt, it rains. Let's go out on the pavement, get run over by a car or fried in the sun. They haven't come up with a better idea.
Don't fall for the trick.
Do better, earthworms.
Don't, apparently, be afraid of the world. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying either stay home or find a new home. If you can't handle it during the rain, figure out another way to do it. I don't want to step on you.
Trust me. For a story I shared with you, but I'm not sharing on air. Outside of just, I'll just say this. I was a complete moron yesterday. I was walking in that rain for a while yesterday. Just great. Just great decision making by me. So I also yesterday at about 4 o'clock, a very good friend of mine who I think the world of and I've had so much fun with for decades and decades and decades, to be honest, is moving. And I'm bummed. He's just a great human being. He's smart. He's funny. He's been there in difficult times and great times. He's got a fabulous wife. And I know they're super excited to start their new life. But I'm allowed to be sad, right? I'm allowed to say,
look what you're doing to me.
Yeah. My feelings apparently were overrated. Their feelings were properly rated.
No.
But I'm happy. I'm happy for them, but I'm sad. When you lose a really good friend, it stinks, right? And I'm not saying, like, we're never going to. I didn't say dead to me. You know, if you don't live within a couple miles of me, I'm never talking to you again. But, Fry, it stinks when you lose somebody.
Are they moving super far away?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Utah. Beautiful location.
Yeah, you could go visit.
I could. We, yesterday, first of all, my place where my father is buried wasn't celebrating Easter yesterday. The particular religion that is observed there. And it was still closed. Come on. I think they should have been open. That's just me. That's just me.
I mean, you really just have to open the gate.
Yeah.
Here it kind of takes care of itself at that point.
That's it. That's it. We got a lot of Jewish holidays, okay? So the fact you're closed on Easter, not a fan. Overrated. So I was behind on paying somebody who's also a friend of mine. And we were out that way, and I thought, I'm going to just surprise her and with Michelle. Literally, because of construction, and there's construction everywhere on the planet right now, you cannot get to her house. I called her. She's like, hey, why are you calling me? Happy Easter. I'm like, I was going to surprise you. I was going to go up to the door and say, hey, not Jesus Christ, but I'm here.
Not bad.
Second place. Can't get to her house unless you walk through the woods or something. I that shouldn't be possible that you can't get to someone's house during construction. She admitted that you just can't get there right now. My food today, a little pork chop, a little chicken, a little sweet potato, and some olives. The olives I purchased, but the rest I made. Pat myself on the back. Excellent lunch medley from me today. I'm a decent cook. I'm like a 7 as a cook.
Was this a leftover Easter meal? Did you go pork chops on Easter?
Pork chops earlier, and then the Easter meal yesterday, and then chicken. So I didn't have leftovers from yesterday. So little combo.
Was it grilled pork chops? What's the secret?
These are the bone-in ones.
Okay.
As they should be.
I put
boneless pork.
They're
chops.
Way better. Yeah. Cast iron pan, la-di-da, good for me.
Yeah.
And spiced up. And then the chicken, very spiced, but then I add mushrooms, onions, sweet peppers, and others to bring out some flavor.
Or cover up the flavor.
Mm-mm-mm. Accentuate. Bring more flavor out. And then sweet potatoes, by the way, better than all potatoes. Thanks. Every potato is second. To the sweet potato.
Absolute lunacy.
How long have you hated sweet potatoes?
I don't hate sweet potatoes, but I know
Name.
The goodness of a standard potato.
Yeah, what kind? What kind is your standard potato?
We go red potatoes at our house typically.
Too small.
They're pretty good.
Too small.
Oh, no, you can get a good-sized red potato.
Too
Believe
small.
Me. Believe me.
Yeah, typically,
I know how like, to get myself a big potato.
You like small ones, you know.
Now, Mr. Fingerling over there.
Yeah, the golden potatoes are pretty good.
The Yukons.
The Yukons. Yeah. Yukon Jacks are pretty good. They're not the sweet potato. The sweet potato with a wide variety, a spectrum a cornucopia of options, too.
The rumor is when you were on the California Adventure, you had about 18,000 russet potatoes.
That's because maybe that's why Kathleen makes russet potatoes for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, midnight snack. Overrated sweet potatoes, dead to me. More text here. Underrated walking 18 alone and not waiting a single shot.
Oh, it's the best.
I think it's great. Yeah. Popularity at Elmar's Pizza in Plymouth. It's the best restaurant in Plymouth. New York style pizza. It's phenomenal. Then also excited about the PGA Superstore. PGA Superstore is fine, but there's a lot of golfers. The stock market overrated, down 1,200 today. Does anyone care anymore? Hell yeah! This guy cares. This guy cares. And by the way, so should the rest of the country. We should care. Thank you, Mr. Fry.
You're welcome.
Mark, back with us. It's 1:32 on CCO.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.